time for Tea Talk, a podcast brought to you by your host, C. Tao, a medical esthetician, professional cosmetologist, and a beauty blogger and vlogger hobbyist. She talks beauty, fashion, love, and lifestyle. Ready, set, go.
Welcome back to See Cosmo Beauty's podcast. Let's go ahead and talk about chemical peels. So I've been asked a lot about this topic through your guys' email. Believe it or not, I am listening and I am reading. So feel free to send in those topics. As a medical esthetician, I had worked with a variety of chemical peel throughout my career as a skin practitioner and a cosmetologist professional, and each brand works differently across the market. There are so many chemical peel available that it can get quite overwhelming. And for those of you who joined my podcast with no idea what a chemical peel is, what it is it's technically a technique used to improve and smooth out very textured and rough skin. It helps eliminate scars and slough off unwanted layers of dead skin that mechanical exfoliation just couldn't do alone. So how this procedure is done is a chemical solution will be applied to the problem skin evenly, and over a period of 1 to 2 or even 3 weeks, the skin eventually peel off, exposing the new regenerated skin, which is usually smoother with less problems. So when I say that, I meant, you know, less pigmentation, freckle, rough texture, which is why, you know, it's so important to wear sunscreen and avoid any sun exposure during and after any chemical peel, because you don't want to ruin that new regenerated skin that just, you know, recently popped up to the surface. So Ashley from Arizona asks, are chemical peels safe? Okay, Ashley, I got you. Chemical peel are safe, and they are a very safe procedure when done correctly by a properly trained skin expert. And this is very important why it's important to know about the product, but it's very important to interview who is actually administering or applying this treatment on you. Because oftentimes when it's done wrong or incorrectly, it can actually do more harm than good to the skin, such as, you know, hyperpigmentation or hypopigmentation or even scarring. So to really understand what you're really getting yourself into when you are considering chemical peel is to know the different kind of peel out there, which there are just too many out there. There's just too many fancy name that, you know, name brands and company want to throw onto their product. So the most important thing that you need to understand is, in order to pick the right kind of chemical peel for you, is the strength of these peel. And there are just three very basic type of peel. So we have our superficial peel, which I consider it a lunchtime peel. And then we have a medium peel and a deep peel. Now, when you understand the strength of these peel, only then will you be able to pick out, you know, which peel works for you, because you'll be able to understand the strength of that peel. So moving forward, let's go ahead and talk about the superficial peel. Superficial peel are your AHA, alpha hydroxy acid peel, which are quite mild and penetrate only your outer layer of skin. It's considered a gentle exfoliation, more like a very gentle it's just pretty much exfoliate and improve appearance of mild issue, like mild discoloration, mild rough skin. Now, that's for someone who just, you know, wanted, and I recommend the superficial peel for beginners, for people who are getting their first chemical peel, to always start with the superficial peel. Now, if you're looking for something stronger than the superficial peel, I would recommend a medium peel, which is medium depth strength, and those are your glycolic or trichloric acetic acid peel, also known as your TCA peel. These peel is more stronger than the superficial peel, and it penetrates from the outer layer to the middle layer of the epidermis, removing damaged skin cells while improving age spots, fine lines, wrinkles, freckles, and any moderate skin discoloration. And then lastly, you have your deep peel, which is consists of a higher grade of TCA or a phenopeel. It's then applied to the skin, which deeply penetrate the middle skin layer and removing damaged skin cells. It actually removes wrinkles, freckles, shallow scars, resulting in a more dramatic improvement than the other two peel, which is the medium depth one and the superficial one. This one actually takes a longer downtime, which I'm gonna go ahead and get into that right now. So for the downtime of any kind of chemical peel, it can take anywhere from 1 to even 3 weeks to a month for these peel to properly heal. So when considering these type of treatment, you know, the downtime for it is, you know, 1 to 3 weeks to a month. So make sure that if you are considering these peel, that you have that amount of time to actually take off from work. A lot of people that I know, or I have even done it myself before, and I normally just take, you know, if I'm doing like a deep peel, I normally just take like 2 weeks off and then I just go to work with my skin peeling. Now, if you're somewhat insecure about your skin peeling and people staring at you, then I could recommend you just to pretty much take that whole month off if you're going for the deeper sets of peel. A superficial peel can take anywhere from 1 to 7 weeks, whereas a medium takes around 14 days. About 2 weeks max. And then the deep peel, like we mentioned earlier, it's about like 14 to 21 days. So technically a month off. And I really do not recommend you to get a deep peel if it's your first time getting any kind of chemical peel, because you can actually experience more side effect if you don't start with a superficial set before going straight to the very in-depth, very deep peel. And that will shift the discussion towards how many sessions do a person need in order to achieve their desired skin. So let's say it's your first time getting a chemical peel and you have a lot of discoloration that you wanted to get rid of. It could take up to multiple sessions if it's your first time, and the safest way to do it is to start with a superficial peel and then build your way up to a deeper peel. So a lot of it is based on who you're going to get these chemical peel session and what chemical is being applied onto your skin. So it really just depends on all these factors on how many sessions is needed in order for you to meet your desired goal. You cannot do a chemical peel if you're nursing or pregnant. It's very important that you are honest with your skin technician, your dermatologist, or the person who's just actually doing your chemical peel for you, because when you're pregnant, your hormones are out of whack, and that can actually induce skin effects such as hyperpigmentation. So it's very important that you are honest about, you know, your pregnancy. If you're taking any type of Accutane medication within the last 6 months, you cannot do any type of chemical peel. If you're a candidate of dermatitis, rosacea, and psoriasis, that is also considered a contraindication to applying any kind of chemical peel on your skin. If you have Retin-A, Renova, and you use any type of bleaching agent or acid-based product or anything that have ascorbic acid in it within the last 48 hours, you cannot use a chemical peel. And the reason why this is so important, because the side effects and the complication can be very serious if you disregard all of these contraindication that causes you or prevent you to use chemical peel in general. Pain is generally one of the most concerned question when it comes to any type of procedure, and pain with chemical peel, there's not really like any type of pain to chemical peel except that it's uncomfortable. It can be very itchy and it can stain during the application process. And complications to consider are hypo and hyperpigmentation. Scarring can occur, and reactivating any type of cold sore is a possibility, as well as acne breakout, very common. And things that you need to actually be in touch with your care provider or go to the ER is pus or oozing or any type of fever that is linked with the chemical peel. In order to get the best chemical peel results is to strictly follow that aftercare given to you by your chemical peel provider. This is very important that you actually follow every single step given to you in order to get the best skincare results and to prevent any type of unfortunate situation that shall arise if it was to. Chemical peel costs can start from anywhere from $100 to $500 per session, depending on who's doing your chemical peel, where are you getting it done at, how many sessions are you going to purchase, and what type of chemical peel are you getting. So the price can actually go as low as $60 depending where you're getting it done at. If you're getting it done by an esthetician, it could cost around $60 to $80. If you're getting it done at the derm clinic, it technically does cost more. My time is coming to an end, but before I go ahead and wrap up this podcast, I want to go ahead and leave a side note for those of you who are considering this chemical peel procedure. Before you go ahead and actually invest into it, make sure that you don't go, number one, make sure that you do not go price shopping. Make sure that you actually look into the facility that you are going to go do your procedure at. Make sure that you look into the person who is applying the treatment on you and just do your research. Just because somebody claimed that they are a certified professional technically doesn't mean they are. And you just want to make sure that you are actually going to someone who know what they're doing versus someone who is just license to do it by the law of whatever state that they're in versus actually knowing what they're doing.
Stay tuned for next week's episode. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to head on over to iTunes to rate, like, download, and subscribe. Visit www.ccosmobeauty.com for more beauty and fashion. It's time for Tea Talk.